You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start with the market. Indian benchmark indices, BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are likely to witness a muted start amid mixed global cues. SGX Nifty hinted at a flat to negative start. For domestic equities, as Nifty futures traded 114 PTAs or 0.62% down at 18,479 on the Singapore Exchange. According to Ajit Mishra of Religare Broking, participants are maintaining a cautious stance around the record high, which is reflecting in the market move. However, selective buying in the index majors on a rotational basis is helping the index to hold gains and gradually inch higher as well. Moving on, the Securities and Exchange Board of India in a notification has introduced a new option for the appointment and removal of independent directors from boards of companies, a move that is seen by experts as more flexible as well as providing some protection to them. Under this, the appointment and removal of independent directors could be done by way of two parameters: the threshold for ordinary resolution and threshold for majority of minority shareholders. Currently, the appointment, reappointment or removal of independent directors is made through a special resolution. For a special resolution to be passed, 75% of yes votes are needed from a company's board. In another development, the share of foreign portfolio investors declined further to a 10-year low of 19.03%. as on September 30th, down 17 BPS from 19.2% as on June 30th. This is despite net inflows of Rs. 48,570 crore during the quarter from these investors. As on March 31st, 2015, FPI share was 23.3%, while the combined share of DII, retail and HNI was 18.47%. The gap between FPI and DII holding decreased to its lowest level in this quarter. DII holding is now just 22.3% lower than FPI holding. The FPI to DII ownership ratio also declined to an all-time low of 1.29 as on September 30th, 2022, down from 1.37 in the previous quarter. Meanwhile, merchandise exports declined 16.7% on year in October, the first drop in 20 months and the worst slide since May 2020, when a nationwide lockdown was imposed to contain the COVID outbreak. Official data released on Tuesday showed the exports dropped below the crucial $30 billion mark for the first time since March 2021 to hit $29.8 billion. Imports, however, rose 5.7% to $56.7 billion. Consequently, trade deficit inched up to $26.9 billion in October from $25.7 billion in the previous month, but it still remained lower than July's record level of $30 billion. The export decline in October was rather broad-based, as 24 of the 30 key segments, including petroleum products, engineering goods, gems and jewelry, textiles and garments, chemicals and pharmaceuticals, witnessed contraction due to an economic slowdown in key markets that started to weigh down demand. In other developments, a report by NASSCOM and Arthur D. Little stated that the 5G network technology is expected to contribute about 2% to India's GDP, amounting to $180 billion by 2030. The report further said factors such as increasing market penetration, sectoral reforms, improvement in user experience, speedy rollout of services, among others, will contribute to the growth. Among the key sectors, energy and utilities will be the key driver of 5G, contributing about 30% of the expected $180 billion potential, followed by retail at 20%, healthcare at 15%, and manufacturing sector at 10%. For the energy sector, the growth is seen coming from the 5G smart metering, smart grid opportunity. In the healthcare, the penetration is expected to come from online consultation, robotic surgeries, cloud-based patient profiling, and wearables. On the other hand, digital transformation and smart factories are expected to drive 5G penetration in the manufacturing sector. Lastly, the rising interest rate regime has put off investors, leading to a flurry of exits from debt funds. The rise in the interest rate has had an adverse impact on prices of underlying papers of mutual funds, since there is a negative correlation between interest rates and bond prices. Declining prices of underlying papers of debt funds have dented the investor confidence. According to data from Morningstar India, returns for various mediums in long-duration funds, along with corporate and PSU funds, ranged from negative 0.2% to negative 1.81% in May, before showing an uptick from June till August and fluctuating between negative and positive territories in September and October. The only categories to show consistent positive returns have been those with short or ultra-short duration, where investors have preferred to park money. In May, debt funds saw net outflows of Rs. 32,722 crore. The figure stood at Rs. 92,247 crore in June. In July, there was a marginal uptick of Rs. 4,930 crore and August witnessed a surge at Rs. 49,164 crore. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.